We're momming today with mom boss Jenny Fleiss, the CEO of Jet Black, which is this new text-based personal shopper. And she's also the co-founder of Rent the Runway. I should also say, Jenny, you're a mom of three. Three!
Yes.
How the heck are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm a mom of three. It's kind of wild.
I had to Google that several times. I'm like, she really has three kids. Because not only do you start these booming businesses, you're now working on Jet Black. And it's in the startup phase, which means it requires even more work from you.
Crazy as it is, I've gone back to the earliest stages and kind of had yet another child in a way with this startup. But it's super rewarding to kind of see all the learnings I had in building Rent the Runway now kind of come to life and to be able to kind of put those into action.
What do you want to talk about first? I have so many questions about Rent the Runway, but do you want to talk about Jet Black a little bit more first?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Jet Black. And, you know, and I think also just my passion from being a mom of three is really what led to building Jet Black. And I think it speaks to how powerful it can be to have women in business leadership roles, but also, you know, moms taking their perspective and starting businesses. So Jet Black is a personal shopping service over text message. You can text to order anything you want. It could be paper towels, a birthday gift, a designer handbag, literally anything. And we will order it and deliver it to you same or next day. We use bags instead of boxes. We do easy returns. We will gift wrap presents for you. So trying to take away all those kind of hassle and pain points that I'd say parents feel. And, you know, it came out of real needs that I felt as a mom of three who was also working and just looking for all these efficiency tools in my life to get all these things done and managing a household. Without distracting too much time from my day and without distracting too much time from my kids.
So Jet Black is essentially your fourth baby because it solves some of the problems that you experienced as a mom of three trying to get things done.
So it's this huge efficiency time saver that lets you like mentally dump all of your to-dos so that you're not distracting. You can focus time at work and yet get all these pieces of your world done in this kind of super fast world that we live in.
So if I have a birthday party this weekend, I literally text, I say, hey, Jet Black, I have a four-year-old birthday this weekend. It's a girl. She's a size 5. Get me a present and wrap it?
Exactly. Yeah.
You would, that easy.
You could either text us that is that easy and we could be like send it to her or send it wherever you want. Or you could screenshot the paperless post invite and just send us that. And right away we would have really all the information that we would need. Yeah. So it's interesting, you know, we learned, just like I as a mom had all these efficiency tools that I injected into this business, we're learning from our members, things like that, right? Like we didn't come up with that idea, but one of our members started doing it. And then we're like, let's teach other moms this great hack and tool and then start telling people that they can do this. So I think we all have these ways to become more efficient. And it's just trying to formalize that into a business so that more people can take advantage of them.
You as a mom and talking to your other mom friends, what do they say are their biggest needs in this space?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a couple of things. One is when you're going through new stages of parenting in particular, you often have so many questions about what's the right stroller to get and what, how to even start knowing what factors to consider when making a purchase. And the details of these high consideration purchases go far beyond typical website filters. And so consumers are left to go to mom blogs and forums and social media influencers and ask friends. And all of a sudden you spent like 20 hours researching the perfect stroller, right? And so I think that one is just this high consideration purchase research tool that parents in particular really rely on as they're going through these new life stages for their kids. Another thing is just that shopping has become a chore. Between the winnowing down from thousands of items to the right couple of items for you, from breaking down boxes that you receive, gift wrapping is kind of like a pain point. So we are trying to remove all these pain points, the biggest of which is just this clutter of your kind of mental space and the time that you have amidst all the things on your to-do list. So if we can find a way to alleviate that with Jet Black, that's our goal.
So when you're texting a request, is it a computer or artificial intelligence on the other side or a real human being that's filtering it?
It's a combination. So few requests are entirely one or the other. We have a team of agents who on the back end of the message you're sending are using a dashboard that we've built and Intuit has a ton of automation. Now, the automation may help us pull up some of your personalization history. It helps us kind of pull products that we are already kind of relying on as the best answer for that stroller for you, et cetera. It may pull up the next question set that we should ask you to help you get to the right product. So they're kind of enhanced and enabled with technology. And I think that's how I think of AI and machine learning. It's like, can we leverage that as a tool to enhance customer service and agents? And over time, of course, we will automate more aspects of the service. But the goal is it should always feel like a personal assistant or personal shopper or your best friend or a merchant expert of the store, right?
To go back to something that you had just said, that shopping is like a chore. Part of me agrees with you, especially when you're shopping with kids, because it's basically impossible to actually shop.
Yes.
So the convenience of technology is amazing there. But the luxury of going into a store and just being able to peruse with no one bothering you, come on, you sort of crave that a little bit, right?
Yeah, listen, I don't think this is an either-or situation. I think the world we live in is an omnichannel world, and this is an additional expansion of omnichannel. So, you know, this business, Jet Black, is wholly owned and funded by Walmart, which is the biggest retailer in the U.S., right? And they have stores within 10 miles of 90% of the U.S. population. That is great. There are sometimes when going into a store makes sense and serves my use case and is the most efficient option. There are sometimes when using a website is the best answer. And then there's sometimes where I think text and voice are really powerful tools. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's about how do all those pieces come together in the most healthy way to service a customer most efficiently.
How much is all of this? Is there an annual fee? It's a membership? How does it work?
It's a membership model. It's $50 a month. And with that, you get all of your shipping included. You get gift wrapping included, free and easy returns. And so for our members, we really think about it as a time savings. And if it can save you at least a couple hours a month, then it's well worth it.
See, okay, so $50 a month, I think, is a significant investment. I feel like, and maybe you know this already from how you've been, the early results that you're seeing, if someone is giving you $50 a month, they're going to want to use your service as much as possible. So you're replacing a lot of other purchases that would be placed in other places because of this fee. That's the goal, right?
Yeah. The more information you give us, the better we're able and the faster we're able to help personalize the results for you. And so that's our goal. We're trying to, you know, even from the get-go, we have an onboarding phone call with all of our members, and we're trying to kind of rip off the Band-Aid of your prior purchase experience and help you be an intermediary to make all of your shopping purchases. And that's really what we see happening.
Yeah. So you're totally a mom boss. How does your experience being a woman, being a mother, affect how you deal with Walmart, how you deal with potential investors?
Well, I think it's really, I think, important and powerful to have more women in leadership roles. And I'm also proud that I get to leverage my perspective as a busy working mom for all of these, for Walmart and, you know, for Jet Black as we're building it, because there's more and more working moms. Like, macro trends show that that is a really big deal.
Yeah, and working moms need help. There's working like a whole economy help surrounding a working mother, from the childcare to what you're doing with Jet Black. There's also this idea that we're, with technology, which is outsourcing too much, we're almost outsourcing our responsibilities as a parent. Would you agree with that? Or do you think this is all convenience?
I think it depends what, you know. I think if you're reordering paper towels, like, maybe you pick the best one for your family up front and that matters. But after that, I don't think you're winning any mom awards by reordering them, right? They just need to be there on time. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, part of being super mom in today's world, I think, is finding the tools. No one can do this alone. It takes a village. And today's version of a village just looks a little bit different.
It looks a lot different, I think.
Yeah, it does. It looks a lot different. Not a little different. A lot different.
When younger women approach you or ask you questions, what do they ask you?
You know, a lot of women ask about this balance, this word balance of family and, you know, or should I fundraise because I want to have a baby within the next year? And, you know, what I typically say on that is, like, there's never a great time. Like, I think with women, you're trying to be so thoughtful and planful about your life. And if you do, I think you stand to miss out on a lot of things and opportunities. And so it's like, just go for it is typically my advice with most things.
Do you think society and the business community particularly is becoming more forgiving of all of that? that, you know, that A, we can juggle having a high profile job and having a family, and then our absence from the workplace, whether it be, you know, I don't know, 3 months more or less, whatever, that our absence isn't going to detract from our ability.
I think there's ways that it can be really additive to the ability, right? I think it just depends what is going to let you be your best self, right? If I'm my best self because I enjoy my time at work and that fuels and thrives me, I think it's also great to role model for them showing working women. I love bringing them into the office. Like, I also think we live in a world where lines are blurred between kind of work and home, and I think that's great, right? Like, I love the fact that my kids can come into the office and other women here can see that that's okay and maybe bring their kids in as well.
I agree with you completely, and I kind of get irritated when and I guess I did this myself too, when people say, well, I need to get this done and that done and this done, and then if I'm in the position I want to be in, maybe we'll have a kid. But then you fast forward to that point in your life and you have complications having a child because you're not young anymore, or whatever the situation is. Is there an age that you think most women should be when they decide to become mothers? Like, is there an age that is too young where it inhibits your ability to make money and to have a career?
Oh, that's so hard. I mean, I know. I guess it goes back again. I think it's such a personal thing and a personal decision. I had children really young in life.
Did you?
Whereas I'm great. Yeah. So I was, when I had my first child, I was 28. And, you know, so she's 7.5 now. So in New York standards, at least today, I'm fairly young. And so I think it's a really personal choice, but I think you build around it, right? Like, I think whatever the answer feels for you personally, then it's just like, how do you compensate around that with other pieces of your life?
I also think, I work a lot faster and a lot more efficiently now because I know if I don't get it done when I'm in the office, it's likely not happening when I get home and everything else has to be done. You kind of learn to prioritize things and be more efficient with the little time you have.
1,000,000%. You know, I very much, you know, tell women who are having children and in high intensity jobs that it forces you to not sweat the small stuff, right?
Like, exactly.
So much more chaos at home. That's one. It definitely forces you to prioritize your time in a different way. And then I think it gives you this really healthy perspective that no matter how intense and, you know, the lowest lows might happen at work, especially in entrepreneurship, there's a bigger world and picture out there of all these things that matter to you in life. And so I think it's really grounding and centering and healthy, you know, for people who work intensely to have that reminder.
You said your oldest is 7. So she gets it. She gets what mom does. Do you think you inspire her?
Maybe. I hope so. I would say actually I do think so. Like, I think she loves coming into the office. She loves thinking of new startup ideas with me, and we talk about that. I've really found an unlock was like letting her in on my life at work and my world. So rather than it feeling like a choice where I'm choosing work instead of picking her up at school, or I'm on a business trip instead of going to her ballet recital, which is hard as a mom, if I talk to her and tell her about what I'm doing, she gets it. She thinks that's cool and that's important, and she knows that it fuels me and that I love it. So that was a major breakthrough, and something I always advise moms is like, the moment your kid can kind of actually digest and understand that, I think around age 5, like, tell them, like, I'm going to Texas to speak to hundreds of women about entrepreneurship, and that's why I can't make your recital, right?
Yeah.
So, like, and then that becomes exciting. And then to let them see your world a little, bring them to the office, bring them to a speaking event that you're doing.
I know. I agree with that. We do, like, we call it homework time every night, and it's the summer, so clearly there's no homework. But I do my homework. I, like, read the news that I need to know for the next day. But I give my daughter some sort of assignment also. So we call it, like, our homework time at night. And then sometimes she'll beg me not to go to work. So I always tell her my boss is my teacher, like her teacher. So I have to make my boss happy and do, you know, everything right so I can get an A in class the next day, which is work. And it's hilarious. So I come home and she's like, Mommy, did you get a gold star today? And anyway, I just kind of try.
That's so cute. It's so great to translate it into their life and their world. I love that. I'm going to start using those ideas.
Yeah, because you know, we want the most, it's different now. You want your daughter and son, but we're talking daughters right now, to grow up and have that big job and that success and that family. And, you know, we're their inspiration right now. Rent the Runway. Wow. Basically all of my friends, Jenny, do the monthly subscription now. Or it's an annual fee, right?
Great.
But you get it every month.
It's a monthly fee.
Okay.
It's monthly fee. Yeah, there's a couple of tiers of service kind of in the $90 to $150 a month range.
So are you still working at Rent the Runway or with them? Or have you totally moved on?
I'm still on the board.
Okay.
I'm still on the board. And I think one thing that's fantastic is the way that that company exists and operates. Like, once you've worked there, like, you're never fully gone. So I go, I'm invited to, and I go to a ton of their events. Like, I'm super close with, like, we have an alumni group that, you know, still interacts and talks. Like, it was, you know, 8.5 years of my life and career. Jen and I text or talk, Jen, my co-founder, like, almost every day still, our board members also. So it really feels like there's a piece of me still there and connected. I'll send them, you know, thoughts or ideas as I have them. I'll make introductions. I think this kind of entrepreneurial world and community is so genuinely, like, helpful, and that the lines of your career are able to bleed over to one another in a way that's really additive and healthy.
Rent the Runway completely shook up the retail world. It catapulted the sharing environment. And I think it also catapulted female CEOs. Like, that was your baby. You know, two smart women with MBAs from Harvard came up with this idea. And now, years later, this is how we dress. This is how women dress.
Well, thank you for that. You know, it was truly one foot in front of the next, right? Like, when Jen and I started, we loved what we were doing. We believed in it as the end consumers ourselves. We saw the emotional unlock with other women and how just, like, clothing can be so empowering and how it could fit into this moment where women were working more and were ambitious. And we wanted to give them another tool to let them be kind of like that super person at work amidst having a social life, and looking and feeling great is a big piece of all those for women. So I feel really, yes, proud of what we felt as a business, but also the way we've been able to help the female entrepreneurial community.
Did it help during your pregnancies and, like, all the different sizes that we are in,
oh my God,
in the process?
Yes. I mean, so now we have, with our subscription program, we have, like, more proper maternity wear, and we have a, you know, website filter, great tool during pregnancy. But before we even had that, of course, I was just ordering up in different sizes, or I was ordering kind of more different styles of dresses that would work during pregnancy. And then afterwards too, right? Like, it takes a while till you're back to your same size. And quite frankly, like, you never even want to see any of the clothing you wore when you were pregnant. You just want to, like, forget that moment in time in your life. So I think it's a great tool for that. For so many things, like, I use it when I travel, right? And you can send the item to your destination. And if there's a store there, you can swap it out while you're there, or you can drop it off and not have to travel back with the item. So it's just such a great kind of tool in every woman's life.
And then as I wrap this up, I kind of feel like I have to ask you what your personal closet looks like after this venture. Did you keep a lot
yeah.
of this stuff?
So Rent the Runway started very focused on dresses. So I, meanwhile, was amassing kind of some of the other categories. So my dress section is fairly lean, which I think is smart, right? Like, that's the category you typically wear an item once, you're photographed, and you don't want to wear again.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy and love shopping, but I do it in a way that's very much informed by Rent the Runway. So I'll try a new brand. I'll understand how it fits, what the sizing is that works on me before kind of thinking and making an investment in buying something. And then I have a ton of workout stuff. Like, working out is one of my stress relievers. It's a way that I multitask. I'll, like, do a meeting while I go for a jog, or I'll do a date with my husband at spin class, you know. And so I have a lot of workout gear, sneakers, leggings, and that's really fun for me.
I live in workout clothes. I have a sweatpant collection. Like, literally.
Me too. It's the best.
I have, like, really expensive sweatpants too, which is embarrassing. That's what I wear.
Me too. I got over it. I was like, you know what? At first, I was like, this is crazy. I'm not spending, you know, over $100 on sweatpants. And I was like, if I'm wearing it as much as I am, and
it's worth it.
Great in my own way. Like, yeah, it's worth it.
I totally have to see some pictures of your favorite sweatpants.
Oh, I will. Yeah, so I'll send you a picture of my collection. We can trade tips. Free City is the latest brand that I've discovered, which I like.
I like Free City too. My husband constantly makes fun of me. He says, "Who is 38 years old and wears sweatpants all the time?" I said, me. Anyway, Jenny, thank you. Lots of luck with the continued success of Jet Black. And we appreciate your time.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.